This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com, our second birthday. Well, it actually was yesterday, but today we are doing an official celebration. Got a whole bunch of our people popping around. Many of them already here. I see Katlego. I see Sia. I see Aria Kelman. I see Jane Malachi. I see Mangoba. Bubo. I see Crystal from Sensational Sugar. Look at her. Hey, Crystal, come up to that microphone quickly. I want to say hello to you. Crystal from Sensational Sugar has been there from day one. She's right here at this microphone. She has made the most amazing cakes, cupcakes, little confectionaries, little delicacies. She's the most talented person I have ever met when it comes to this kind of stuff. You really are extraordinary. And I'm not just saying that because you do this for us.
Morning, Gareth. Thank you so much. Happy second birthday.
Thank you. You know, I was looking through the pictures from our first birthday and even from when we started, and you were there. Every step of the way. Thank you.
Thank you for having me all this time.
The first year,
fabulous.
Thank you. I mean, your first year, you made a broken radio.
Yes, I did.
And then to celebrate our first birthday, what did we do? I think you just made a huge thing.
Cupcakes in our and colors. A whole bunch of goodies.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thanks, Gareth.
All right. So have a good time. Stick around. Don't run away. I see Law Maisel's here. Be careful of her. And be careful of Jonty Searle. And be careful of Slubimboya. All starting to pile in. Jono's here. I see Brent Lindekew's here. Very nice. Turning into kind of a party. Duncan Mabaso actually had to let me in this morning because I didn't have a key. I'm the boss here. I don't even have a key. I think you have my key, don't you?
No, I've got old Damon's key. You must have thought he ate the key, but he didn't.
All right, it's our second birthday this morning, and the whole family are gathering here to say hello and happy birthday. But you know, the real family is you. It's everybody who's made this whole thing happen. And the most exciting part about this whole journey for all of us has been the listeners that we have and the people that we've managed to spread love and inspiration and excitement and entertainment to. And it really is spectacular. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed where we'd be in 2 years' time when we started this, and I couldn't have guessed it would be this cool. Hey, Law! Lorraine! There's Law Maisel. Come here, Law.
Hi, G.
How's it, Law?
Am I talking in this?
Yeah, you are. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good.
I haven't seen you for months. I've been so excited to wake up this morning to come and say hello to you.
Have you seen his hair?
Oh, no. Carl, hello, baby. Oh, Carl. I have to go and give him kisses.
Carl. Carl, my dog.
Cowboy!
There he is. Let me turn him on. Carl, make a noise. Go on.
I can't hear you. G?
Carl. There he is. All right, so he's just saying happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Carl, come here. Come here. Stop it now. All right, there we go. Got to try and control the dog. Anyway, so here we are celebrating our second birthday, and there are going to be lots of people popping in and out the whole way through the show this morning. We thought we'd do an hour special where we get everybody to just pile in, and we got cake, and we got all kinds of drinks and champagne, and it's all happening. Our whole team is here, and we're doing this just as a little commemoration. We weren't going to do a big public party this year because we thought, you know what, it's time we look inward and take cognizance of all the listeners, who really are the most important people here. And all the people who work with us, day in and day out, our contributors. We've got an incredible crew of people from Monday to Friday who put together some of the most amazing programming. And then obviously the staff here at the office, who are themselves an awesome collaborative force. I see Rianette Liebowitz. Who else is here? I was trying to take a look around the office. Who else has just arrived? I think Michael Flax has just arrived. Hey, Kat.
Hey, Gareth.
How are you, honey?
All right, and you?
Good. What's happening?
Nothing much. Waiting for my family.
Happy birthday to us, huh?
Happy birthday. What do we get?
We get cake and we get lots of things to eat and drink.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
What do you want?
A petrol card.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'll talk to the finance department. We'll see
what they say.
All right, very good. There's Katlego Molai. Outside in the sort of general office area, everybody's gathered up. I see Flax is looking very trendy and very hipster this morning. He's got a hat on and everything. And John T. Searle's just arrived, so there's bound to be some filthy discussion as well. Anyway, listen, if you want to call us, you can do so on 0861-555-189. Give Duncan something to do. Call us now if you want to say your happy birthdays or anything else. You've been part of this from the start. And maybe you're someone who's just joined in recently. Maybe you're someone who just came on a month or two ago and you're enjoying it. Maybe you like one particular show. If you were looking for the Bounce show this morning, by the way, there was a great podcast which you can download right now and listen to. Just earlier, we broadcast it at 9 o'clock this morning, where Ben did a whole discussion of transformation. So if you're wondering where that show is, because it's usually on at this time, you can listen to that anytime you like. You can go straight on and get what you want there. As you can with all of our shows. We have from Monday to Friday an incredible lineup of really, really cool stuff. There's something for everybody. That's how it's evolved. Those first few days, we had rolling auditions. And we had people coming off the street and coming straight into the studio. And they'd sit in front of either Ari or Mabali or, at that stage, Leanne or Damon or Sia. And they do their live auditions. It's how we found so many of the people who we have on now. Some of the most well-known names, some of the less well-known names. That's how the whole thing started. It wasn't part of the original plan. I'd be lying to you if I said that that was how we began, that we had this great vision in mind. But it sort of came out of those rolling auditions. And since then, you know, 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. Tell us what your favorite show is. Tell us what you're up to this public holiday. It's actually the day after Workers' Day. We're meant to have... Workers' Day is meant to be the holiday, but it was a Sunday, so we get the bonus Monday. You know how it works. Let us know what you're up to. You can Skype us on Cliff Central, one word. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us. Yeah, a lot of people like to do that. Lots of very sweet messages coming through on Twitter, which I'll get to in a second, at cliffcentral.com. And if you like, on WeChat, which has also been there from the very beginning. So let me just quickly go to WeChat. Bronwyn has a technical question. Bronwyn wants to know how you use Cliff Central and Apple TV. Well, I suppose you mean from your phone or from your laptop. It's very easy. You just, if you've got Apple TV, you just connect your phone through your Wi-Fi to your Apple TV. You switch it to Apple TV, which is on that little slide-up screen from the bottom. It'll appear as an option. And then it's on your TV. And if you're on Wi-Fi, it doesn't cost you a cent. And Nicole wants to know, I was wondering when the Gareth Cliff podcast of today will be on. Well, we did a special two-hour show, which was different to the normal Gareth Cliff show. We did a two-hour show where we had staff interviewing staff. So everybody got to know each other, and we let you in behind the scenes on some of the names of people who you've heard mentioned around the office, but you might not have actually met. People like Greg and people like Dory. Of course, you know people like Duncan, and you know people like Kat, and you know people like Sia and Flax. But you may not know, you know, Dory, for example. You may not know Tanya, for example, who's on our sales team. These are some of the people who make the wheels turn behind the scenes. Sibongile, who's been here since early this morning, getting us all going. And these are the people who put shows together, who make sure that the wheels turn. So we thought it might be nice for you to let yourself in behind the curtain and have a look at how it all works. So if you want to tell us what's up this Workers' Day, you can give us a call. You can give us a shout. You can message us. You can tweet us. Let me go some of those tweets quickly. A couple of people here talking on Twitter. Let's see. We've got Aiden who says, great to hear the Follow the Bounce mention. Excellence can come from grassroots transformation on cliffcentral.com. Exactly our ethos. And Aiden is from, I think he's from or he supports a group called Connect, which I've seen tweeting quite a lot. Constance, Shivani, Hanali, all thank you for your birthday messages. Ilka Tembi, Alma, Tevin, lots and lots of people who are saying nice things. Connector. Thanks for mentioning Connect NPC, guys. Those are the guys who were mentioned on the Transformation edition of Follow the Bounce this morning. Nadine, Kat, Justice Malala, who's, of course, a member of our family here. Brett Levy, who's on later on today talking about escrow and transacting online. Special guest host Brett St. Clair. That's Brett Levy on today on the Futurology Show. That's later on this afternoon. Lubabalo, who's been there from the start. Thank you, brother. Lynette, Durand, Redwan, Amalangeni. There's lots and lots of very, very sweet stuff coming through. So we'll take all those calls. We'll take your messages. We'll hear from you It's all about you this morning as we celebrate CliffCentral.com's second birthday. Let us know wherever you are, however you listen to us, how it all happens, so that we can share that excitement with you today. It's very, very cool that we get to have a second birthday in each other's company 1 year on, when everybody thought, ooh, I don't know if this thing will last 6 months. Look at us. 2 years later, here we go. Nothing like a little bit of Coldplay, huh? CliffCentral.com, yep, it's live Monday morning. It's the 2nd of May already. And that means it's our second birthday. And look who's here. It's Brent Lindekue. Hello, you animal.
The good things guy. Hello.
Of course. How are you, dude?
Happy birthday.
Oh, nice to see you.
Man, I think I've been celebrating the whole weekend. Slight problem.
Did you celebrate? What did you do?
What didn't I do?
Where were you?
Hell's Kitchen in Melville at one point. I went to the living room in town, which was amazing. A gin festival, so that went down.
Yeah.
It's been a busy, busy weekend.
Well, 2 years of you being here, you were here almost from the very first week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what's changed? I mean, what do you see that's different?
You know what, Gareth? When you brought me on, something that was flippin' cool is that I didn't really have any radio experience. So I may have lied on my CV a little bit. The truth comes out 2 years later. But you gave me a chance. You gave me a shot. And I've had the most amazing time being part of the Cliff Central family, being able to really just create positive change and bring really good stories and also grow within myself. I've learned a lot from you. You're an incredibly talented person. So it's cool to be a part of it.
Well, now you're lying, but you were doing well in the beginning. I was totally convinced up to then.
Lies and deceit.
But yeah, listen, this place is really, I'm constantly amazed at the quality and caliber of people who walk in through this door and who come up here and sit in front of these microphones, you know, former presidents, CEOs of companies, and then ordinary people who are making the most extraordinary difference in the rest of the world. People who you would think are quiet, subdued, reactive, you know, B-type personalities, and suddenly they come up on air and they just flower, they bloom into the most exquisite color and energy. And it's nice to see.
Man, you've given me the greatest opportunity. And for real, my whole life has changed. It's something that I use as a platform to just do good, create good news stories, share those inspiring things. And people seem to like it. So, you know, and I was saying to Rena when I came in here, the coolest thing about days like this, there's so many shows on Cliff Central that we don't always get to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But then on our little celebrations or get-togethers or meetings or whatever, it's like a big family coming together.
Yeah, an extended family. You've got weird uncles and strange aunts and
Uncle
all the rest
Junty.
Of it too. Oh, yeah, plenty of that. Yeah, there's some fun people around here. But also some faces that you've never seen before, because it's constantly changing and evolving. And we're always putting new things in and shuffling stuff around. So it's cool to see that the original team is still more or less in place. You know, they're people who've been here from the get-go, from the very beginning, and that makes me very happy.
Man, it's cool. And Cliff Central has just come a really, really long way. I've seen how it's grown all over the place, social media, in the news. And it's a talking point. People talk about Cliff Central. They talk about the stuff that they hear on Cliff Central.
Well, we've become a source for breaking news now.
For sure.
You've become a source for breaking news, the good things guy.
I was just saying that the news broke about that amazing South African who was trying to throw down roads. And what he did to that waitress, what he did to that waitress down in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it is cuck. It's cuck news. And that was the headlines, is that this guy did what he did. And he thought he was such a chump because he put it on social media. Look at me, look at me.
Boasting about it.
Terrible.
Like he had something to be proud of.
And then I caught wind of the Renegade Boys that started collecting money in order to help this waitress. And I posted it on my little website, like my little
blog.
By
the way, this all happened over the weekend. So it's in a space of 3 days.
3 days.
Okay. And what has happened?
Well, they started raising a little bit of money, and I broke the news that it was like the first 50 Rand or whatever. That story blew up on my blog. I had 100,000 views in one day. Which is, it's unheard of. And then, only after that, News24 and all the rest of the guys jumped on board and started reporting about it, once we'd broken it at Cliff Central. Then I went to bed last night, and we were sitting on 44,000 Rand that had been raised. And I wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to start writing articles. You and me both early.
Yeah, I saw your article at 4 o'clock this morning. So yeah.
And I found it had gone up to R100,000 that had been raised to help this waitress. And there's a lot of people, there's a backlash. So some people are going, no, you can't raise money. It's terrible. Actually, it shows so much solidarity. It's humanity. It's kindness. It's everything that's right in the world.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to lose from this girl being given and apparently she's got a really tough life. I mean, she's homeless and she's trying to look after her mom is dying of cancer.
She works two waitressing jobs.
She's a working class girl.
Yeah.
And she was abused by someone who's just rude and shitty. And I'm glad that we managed to raise money. And my God, R100,000.
Gareth, it's bigger than that, and it's the news that we'll break in a little bit. They've contacted the US, the UK embassy, and they're trying to get his visas revoked, so he's never allowed in the UK again.
Well, bad things happen because you deserve them.
You know, it's the way you treat a waiter or waitress.
There we go. Don't ever believe. And this is the real power of social media, in a good sense, is that it can give some justice where there isn't any, and it can create a little bit of balance for an ordinary waitress somewhere who has to deal with a shitty patron, a horrible customer, and she can get her own back.
100% heard first on Cliff Central, yo. That's
there we go.
Groundbreaking stuff. I think it's time to pop some bottles. I think so.
Go out there and find, I want to see Simpiwe Petros, please. If you could bring him and Mangoba in here. I want to talk to them.
Okay.
I'm asking you to bring in the next round of people.
Happy birthday, Gareth.
Happy birthday to all of us. Thank you very much. There's Brent Lindekue, host of The Good Stuff on Cliff Central every Tuesday. You can catch up with all the good news. Who have you got? Hey, Gareth Armstrong. Duncan, yeah, please. And get Luby for me as well. Yeah.
She's just running off to your dog.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Carl. I'm trying to keep this dog in here as well. It's chaos in here. Madness. Everybody's running around. Hello, Slubs. Hello, Slubs.
Hi.
There's Luby and Boy. Hi, Gareth.
Hi.
How are you, dude?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
Good. I saw you guys on Thursday, another cracker of a show. It never stops, huh?
We just seem to be able to bring some of the best people onto the show.
You really do.
And it, as you said, doesn't seem to stop.
But let me make this about you for a second, because your show really is about tapping unbelievable potential in this country and creating entrepreneurs and business people everywhere. You turn it on over there, Slubs. How long have you been here that you don't know how to turn on your own volumes?
This one is not plugged in.
Have you got it yet?
I've been on the other side.
You could sit here then. Take these. It's all organized. Trying to organize the studio. All right, let's talk about you for a second. Gareth, we were here virtually from the very beginning too. You started off on the leadership platform. You started off with Adrian and company. And you decided very soon after that it was time for you to do your own thing. Spread your wings. Look, Luby's got sound. She's so happy. I'm alive, like Frankenstein's monster. Luby started on another show as well, but she was there from day one.
Mm-hmm.
You started with Jade.
Yes.
On Rookies and Rockstars.
Rookies and Rockstars. My God, it seems like such a while back. It seems like a different dimension, and it was.
It was. And then you two found each other somehow, decided you had similar interests, decided you could put together a power show, and you did.
It was probably one of the best introductions I've had in my entire life.
Thanks to you.
I've been introduced to a number of women, but not anything.
No one's ever
lost.
No one's ever run up to you and hugged you in a giant bear hug like Luby, right?
Exactly.
And you don't expect that strength.
Yeah, no, she is a bit of a bit of dynamite in a small package here.
All right, so how are you guys feeling 2 years on? I mean, is the show where you wanted it to be? Is it more than you expected? Less? Are you excited? Are you, you know,
I think it's beyond the borders of Cliff Central, to be honest.
Sure.
You know, we're just growing, and for me, it surprises me how great I fit into his kind of fortitude of being a future CEO and everybody that I've met. And it's given us a big platform to do things above and beyond radio, and that's exactly where I want to go.
Well, I've seen you at conferences. I've seen you guys hosting events together.
Yeah.
And it's very smooth and very sharp, and you get very important people to sit down and talk to you, which shows that your influence is spreading far and wide. That must be quite satisfying, too, knowing that you are able to hook the really big fish and that you're able to transmit that information and that useful, you know, business acumen to a huge audience.
Well, I think what's so important is that we haven't often given opportunities for the big fish to speak to an audience like what we speak to here at Cliff Central. And
usually when they do, it's only about company results or about, you know, whether or not they're making a loss or a profit, or it's very much numbers based. With you guys, you go into the heads of these people and into their stories.
No, that's exactly right. And they like to share it, and they want to share it, and they just don't. I don't think they've been given the opportunity, and we allow that process to take place here, and the positive response that we receive from the listeners and from the leaders is incredible.
How about you, Klubs?
You know what? He's become my business partner. I say he's my husband every single Thursday.
Only on Thursday.
And that's, you know, and that's exactly.
How does your actual husband respond to
that? He's like, as long as he brings home the bacon. As long as God brings home the money, he's fine.
But how do you manage to juggle all of this with all the things that you're already doing? I mean, you're a busy woman.
Yeah, but it's about priorities and what's important to me. And we all have 24 hours in a day, and I just have just as much time as you do, but I have different priorities, and I make sure that I tick off over every single box that I do. I'm a list kind of girl, and this is actually what I want to focus the late 30s of my life with. I focus a lot of things. I've been around for a long time, and this is where I want to put my strength and energy and time.
I want to turn the table, if I may. On you. Can we make this about you for 2 seconds?
Sure. What do you need?
How are you feeling about this 2 years on and about some of the conversations that have been taking place here on Cliff Central?
I'm very enthusiastic. I did hit a bit of a patch up to about a month ago, you know, having all that controversy in January and everything else. It took the wind out of my sails, and I was just not keen. And it very nearly destroyed my enthusiasm, which is not good. Sure. You don't want to be in that position, especially when you're having to run things. And now I'm feeling reinvigorated. I said to Slubi on Thursday, she saw me. I was jumping around like a bunny rabbit. I was ready to, you know, hit out at everything and anything. And we're going to do now in our second year. And we've passed all those milestones that we said we would.
Okay, good.
Along the way in exactly the right time. And I feel like we haven't missed a beat. But now we're in a position where we can start doing things exponentially. We can start growing.
We need you to be strong, Captain.
Yeah, hell yeah. Don't worry about that. I'm in. And I further to that will also add that I have been a little bit impatient because my feeling, Carl,
can I let him out?
Yeah, you can let him out. It's fine. He can do whatever he wants. My level of impatience has grown. Mm. I've become more and more impatient, and I want things to happen a lot faster. And if they don't start happening soon, I'm going to start getting annoyed. Look who's here. It's Simpiwe Petros.
Okay, clearly we're being kicked out.
No. You're not being kicked out.
We're not being kicked out. I think
you guys are on the same. You guys are on the same day, but you hardly ever see each other, right? Because you do. You see each other?
Yeah, we always talk about the. You know, Sloopy's always trying to be funny and act fresh and think that her show is better than ours.
I've got nothing but love for Sloopy.
I got nothing but love for you.
Oh, it's like that, Petros. It's like that.
Just if I may interrupt you very quickly, just so you guys know, and to all the listeners
out there,
this is one of our favorite shows. So it's Unplugged and In Charge now. So it's gone through a bit of a rebrand.
Yeah.
But one of our favorite shows, and then one or two others as well. So I'm a religious listener.
Yeah,
thanks.
So perhaps let's. I'll step away from the mic and start listening.
There we go. No, but Gareth always supported us, and we support future CEOs as well.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Now Lele's someone who's put this whole thing together for you behind the scenes a lot of the way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you and she, and obviously Lesejo, and cheers, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, Lubs. You and Lesejo and Weza and Lele have all been the machinery here. Now you've got Vaughn on as well.
Yeah.
I mean, are we looking at eventually making Unplugged and In Charge 100 people in every show? Hey, Lele. What's the story here? You're quietly making things work.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I always plan the show, maybe 2 months ahead. So it depends. Usually, if the guys feel like, okay, Lele, we are having too many guests now, just spin it up a bit, then, yeah. But 100, 50, 30, we'll never know.
Who knows?
I don't know about that. I always prefer the shows where it's just the four of us in studio, you know, actually, because I keep on telling Lele every now and then, Lele, it's okay if we don't have a guest this week, you know, because studio gets packed. There's a lot of personalities in the studio. And it's always interesting to hear our opinions as well, because Vaughn will come in with a more philosophical view. Then Lesejo is just blunt and straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard tries to be diplomatic. So there's a whole lot of personalities in the room, which is always interesting. And that's what I love about the show, you know.
How's it changed for you over 2 years?
Yes, so I think it's really changed because I think we've really grown and gotten used to the platform as well. We've grown as personalities as well because I think when we started off, we were just stuffing around, you know, just trying to figure out how we're going to do this radio thing. But now we're a lot more intentional, I think, with what we're doing. I mean, that's why we got Lele on board. I mean, and after a year, we got Lele on board and we structured things more intentionally, right?
Yeah.
And then we strive to be better, you know.
You guys have done some amazing things. I mean, you did a road show around the country to all the campuses, for example. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah.
You got to speak to people on the ground, spread the word about your show. It's like a four-man marketing department that's out there doing the work.
It's a serious hustle, I have to say.
Sure, but that's what you're all about. Yeah. Is being able to do the hustle and being able to make it work, and that's what you guys are doing. Who do you think your audience are?
Yes, I think I thought our audience initially was the younger target market, maybe just 18 to 25. But I think we're also reaching out to people that are older than us now. So 30, 35. I think it's still the youth of South Africa at the moment. Because, I mean, our focus is the youth of South Africa and really taking ownership as the youth and moving forward to build the future and the solutions our country needs. So anywhere between 18 and 35, I think that's where we're really reaching out to, because we're not trying to exclude anybody out there. But mainly the universities, university students, that's where we're really playing a major role. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know these gentlemen here?
Yeah,
do you
know them? We had a chat just now.
Are you aware of them?
Yeah,
you're aware of their existence.
Yeah,
we got two more guys in the studio.
Yeah,
you listen to them?
Yeah, every now and then I pop in and listen to them. I mean, I was talking to Kat just now, and he was telling me about their show, and I was telling him when I started listening to Capital Wrap Up, it was just Monty and DJ Capital.
Yeah.
And he just told me he joined the show now as well, and it's becoming a lot more gully. I'm like, yo, okay.
that show's off the wall because you guys are allowed to do what rappers should be allowed to do, which is talk freely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're able to showcase rap without having to censor everything, without having to clean everything up.
That's like the best part about it, you know, because you can actually speak hip-hop, speaking to people who love hip hop, you know,
have to treat them like Katakho, children. By the way. I know you, Katakho. Don't worry. I know all the stuff that's going on over here.
No, I'm talking to all the people that are listening. You know, So I was sent by the Capital Wrap Up team because they're a bit incapacitated right now.
Where's Capital?
I don't want to bust nobody, but
long weekend.
Yeah, long weekend.
Okay.
It's one
so
of
he's
those,
got a
you know.
Serious puzzle you know, face.
If you follow his Snapchat, then you'll know what I'm talking about. But anyway.
All right. Fair enough. So you were sent because you're the only one who was reasonably sober this morning.
And I'm the new guy. So
fair enough.
Like, yeah, and you do you, boy.
Throw you to the wolves. But listen, that's a great show too. So we already in the studio, we have representation for the Capital Wrap Up. We've got representation for Unplugged and In Charge, and we've got the new kid on Monday.
Yeah.
Who's? I mean, it's a couple of shows now. It's not fair to say you're new anymore, and you've been here. You've kind of been in and out of the office since the start as well, so you're part of the family.
I think that's how we all started, right?
Yeah. What can you tell me, dude?
I think this is excellent. And this is the first thing I started on Yeezy. What do you mean this is excellent? Last week, it was trending, open up the industry. It was huge. And I was just sitting back and thinking, kids, go, kids, go. And then I saw people saying, the only platform that actually is doing this, open up the industry, is Cliff Central. And I mean, a lot of the times, at times you get flack for Cliff Central. But people are now buying in completely because they're realizing that this is a platform that people throughout the country, even throughout Africa maybe, are identifying with people who would relatively unknown. This is the platform where they got built and stuff. And people are
I've got bad news. You've been replaced on your show by Bonang.
That's so controversial.
But you know what? I'm glad you brought up this open up the industry because it came up with Tumisha the other day.
Mm.
And, you know, Tumisha is obviously one of those guys who does get a lot of work in the industry because he's very good.
Yeah.
First and foremost, he's really, really talented and he sees opportunities and he has an ability to deliver every time, which obviously puts you at the front of the queue.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people here. I mean, Simpiwe, you were never on radio before this.
Yeah, me too.
You were
never.
You were never either Kat. Lele, you've never been on.
Yeah.
And I'm just proud that you guys are doing it, but that you're doing it so well. I mean, you're making it very, very difficult for those people who call themselves professionals in radio and in broadcasting generally. You're making it difficult for them to keep on saying that. When guys like you can come in and supposed amateurs, and you can do it just as well, if not better than them.
Mm.
I like that.
No, thanks that, a lot, though.
That's not about opening up the industry. That's about shuffling that thing so hard.
You know, funny enough, Pierre and I were having the conversation, like, before we came in, and we were talking about the versatility of Clip Central, you know, like, and how we pretty much ahead of it. Even Mangova, like, you know, put some thing, like, putting his 2 cents.
Yeah, he joined our
conversation. Than 2 cents with him. this guy's bawling. It's about 5 rand 50. Our 2 cents is 5 rand 50.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, we were busy talking about the numbers and all that stuff, and, you know, we were talking about how our country, like, we pretty much late adopters, so to speak, but, you know, once we get there, it's going to be bigger than anything, you know?
And don't think for a second that we aren't doing the most innovative stuff either. There's a show called The Maid Report. I don't know if you've heard this yet. Hey, Brett. The Maid Report is... Yeah. Listen to this quickly. This is incredible. It's a new show. There's a girl called Mbali. She goes around and she interviews domestic workers about their experiences.
Wow.
You know, how it is, what secretly they hear their madam saying, what they find in the underwear drawers. All this shit, right?
Yeah,
and it's fascinating. But it's also hugely empowering because these women have never told their stories outside of their families. So you get to hear how, you know, some lady wakes up at 3 in the morning to catch a train and 2 taxis. To get to work, and then the madam says, ah, you late again, Agnes. You know, her name isn't even actually Agnes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she has to put up with this. No, but she has to put up with this stuff. And the Maid Report is incredible because what it's going to do is it's going to reach out into a network of ladies who work in houses, domestic workers.
Yeah.
They're going to be spreading this podcast around to each other. And I think this is where real revolution begins.
Yeah.
Because with them sharing information, with them being able to talk to each other, realizing their story is not unique, that they have other people they can talk to, empathize with, sympathize with, they can get into little groups with, it could be very, very powerful.
That changes everything.
And this is not something anyone else is or could do.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the powerful thing that we actually spoke about is the fact that we're paving the way now. Because a lot of people like are not really involved with the whole internet radio thing in South Africa, hence the late adopter thing.
Yeah.
But we're ahead of our curve. And when people start adopting this thing, they will be asking us, wait, how did you guys jump onto this thing so early? Like, why did you jump onto this thing so early?
What would your answer be?
Well, because we're smarter.
We saw an opportunity, we took the gap, and we ran with it. We took charge, you know? Yeah.
There we go. Unplugged and in charge. Yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Lele.
Thank you, guys.
Very nice
thank
to have you here. And go out there and celebrate. You've deserved it over 2 years.
I've got a show. We're the bacon it.
In about 17 minutes.
You got a show in 17 minutes. So that gives you at least 10 minutes to sober up and 5 minutes to drink.
There we go.
All right, very good. Brett, thanks. Grab a seat. Yeah, nice to see you guys. Thank you. How are you, man? We were just talking about the internet and people being early or late adopters and all the rest of it. I mean, you're the guy who knows this stuff, right? This is your thing. This is what you do.
This is my thing. Well, first of all, congratulations, Gareth.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it's a big milestone listening to what the guys were saying just now. As an early adopter in South Africa, it's tough, and you've done it. And, you know, first year is always, well, it's only a year. But second year, you got to give the finger to everyone else that said no. So well done.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to just point that out to everybody who was all negative from the start. And there were very few of them, but they deserve to be put in their place.
Good. Well, in their place.
Now, you're a recent and most, I suppose, specialized addition on our lineup. Because what you guys do in Futurology is you talk a lot about tech. You talk a lot about the innovation frontier, about what people are doing that sometimes for a lot of early adopters even is complicated. You're talking today about escrow and about changing, you know, the world of payments and how people do that kind of thing online, which is extraordinary. Are you having fun?
I'm loving it. I mean, you know, I've always said to everyone, I think I've even put it in my bio, that I do love the sound of my own voice. So now I've got a microphone. And recently... I got thrown into the deep end of actually running the control panel there, and I must say it's not that easy.
I'm
enjoying
quickly,
it, but I think it was actually over Easter because my show being on a Monday was a public holiday, so no one was here. I'm sitting down, and there was no one sitting next to me.
You just had to figure it out.
Yeah, you know, and I just hear this voice in my head said, "You just push the buttons. Thank you." 1 hour training, but it's awesome. I mean, I'm loving it. And Gareth, thank you for the opportunity. It's been fun. I've got to meet so many interesting people. You know, we've gone to some product launches. People are reaching out and saying, you know, how do we get involved?
So, are people interested?
They are, and I mean, I'm getting inquiries now, both through, you know, the Cliff Central channels and even directly on my own pages, saying, how do we come online and talk? How do we get involved in this? So obviously people are listening. Mm. People are following what's going on at Cliff Central.
Yeah, it's been amazing to me that the kinds of networks that have been set up as a result of all of this too, which is, you know, not just due to the people who are here and who are working, but to our audience. People are all interconnected in ways that we couldn't have ever been before. There's a lot of what we do that has tie-ins with social media, but a lot of it is just about you find something cool online and you share it with other people.
Yep.
And sometimes it's that simple. It could be an episode of your show. It could be something that Mangoba or any of the other guys who are in just now are doing. And I think that's very exciting and refreshing.
And I think the nice thing is it happens immediately. I mean, if I look back when I first started listening to Cliff Central, way before I was involved, the stuff was things that had happened and or were happening. Yep. Now we're breaking news. I mean, on everyone's shows, I'm hearing things that are a first, you know. Mm. That's cool. I mean, you know, everyone's been, well, it's a podcast, you can listen to it later. But we're hearing people listening to it immediately. I had a guy driving the other day and phone in. He was streaming while he was driving. I mean, that's awesome.
It's great. You know? But you see, this is the future. I mean, who isn't connected? Someone asked just now, how do you connect your Apple TV to Cliff Central? And it's easy. You know, you just connect it like you would your phone or your laptop. Yeah. And then it can play through there and you can have it right through your whole house. It's incredible. And if you've got, you know, unlimited Wi-Fi, you could listen all day and all night.
Well, even better with unlimited fiber.
Even better. See, I still need to get that for my house. All right, thank you, Brett.
Awesome, thanks,
we'll
Gary.
Catch you this afternoon talking about escrow, talking about online payments, all of that this
all
afternoon
that
on Futurology. Thank cool. you, Brett Levy. Ciao, ciao. Very, very cool. On from Brett Levy to Aria Kelman, the host of Kelman and Cliff Central, every afternoon from 4 to 6, and also the creative director here and someone who's constantly coming up with the most amazing stuff, not only for our clients to do, but for our audience to partake in and all kinds of exciting things. How are you feeling after 2 years, Aria?
Very, very cool. I see my friend Carl's here as well.
You know, he was here on the first day and he hasn't been back.
Yeah, it's been 2 years and 1 day since we last hung out. So it's good
you.
To see him.
Yeah, he likes you. So it's quite a crowd out there, huh?
It is. Yeah, what do you think when you look at the crowd outside?
Well, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I can't believe we've been doing this for 2 years. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like a blink of an eye. And then on a bad day, it feels like 8 years. But luckily, those don't come around too often. What do your parents think of this 2 years? Do they think you've been wasting your life?
No. I think they think it's so cool. I can see my mom outside. She's having a conversation with Jane Malachi, the domestic goddess of Cliff Central.
Jane is your sort of partner, your colleague. And
yeah, I dig her so
causing
much.
A whole lot of
my
trouble.
My favorite person. I'd love Jane, but no, they think it's been a really great move and they'd like seeing it unfold and as we create new spaces and pioneering it, yeah.
Yeah, today's like a family day. We've got everybody's moms and dads and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and all kinds of people here hanging around with us today. It's kind of cool.
It's for the cake.
You think it's for the cake? Now, you've just started your own show.
I have.
Very recently, this improv show, which is on a Monday. It's very cool. A lot of people are talking about it. You guys are singing songs to Duncan, which he can't stop talking about.
Yeah,
he's been dreaming about it.
He's been dreaming about it. We should actually do a birthday edition.
We should. Do you have the rest of your crew here?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're going to have to do it on your own.
I'm going to have to do a solo, baby.
Oh, Claudine, you're really it would be a great show.
I just need my musical accompanier.
Well, John T. Sills here.
Morning, Gareth.
Good morning. How's sex
Happy
talk over
birthday.
The weekend?
Awesome.
Good.
Absolutely.
John T comes in every Friday. People don't know this. He comes in and he brings a box of donuts for everybody.
You know how that started?
How?
I really wanted a donut one morning on the way here. Yeah. And I said, I can't just walk in eating a donut for myself. Uh-huh. So I bought a box of donuts.
And they're usually all finished by about 9:05.
Yeah, but it's fantastic. It's
no,
a beautiful
it's very cool.
thing
How
to
are you
share.
Feeling 2 years on?
It's fantastic. I was thinking about the first time I walked in here where there was nothing.
Yeah.
And that first show. And it's the most phenomenal platform to share what we do with people. The feedback that we have gotten over the years is just incredible. Of the information, the growth, the healing, to have the fun that we do. When I know that I want to do something really off the wall, And I walk in and I say, Gareth, this is what I want to do. And your first response is, how do we do it? Not no. Then you go a little bit pale.
Yeah, like you when you did a nude show on the roof for...
Yeah.
Or what
yeah.
fruit is involved in
yeah.
this section.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
What food.
Yeah, but it is the most awesome platform to be able to do that, to talk in the way that we do, to share what we do. It's mind-blowing. It really is.
And, you know, when it comes to things like freedom of speech, obviously this is where it lives.
Yeah, and that is just so important. And we keep on saying how we need to have the same conversation sexually as we are having about race, as we're having about religion, as we're having about politics. It is so important.
You agree, Ari?
Yeah, I love how you bring sex into everything.
Yeah, you bring sex into everything.
I think Twitter would be a lot better.
Vaughn Thiel's here too. Hey, Vaughn.
What's happening,
how
man?
You dude?
I'm good, man. I'm
good. I don't know what you're doing there because this isn't plugged in. So I don't know what you're hoping to happen
my bad.
Front of you there. Now listen, Vaughn, you've just recently joined the Unplugged and In Charge group, guys, but you've also been part of Aria's show right from the start as well.
Yeah.
And you come in and you dispense really cool philosophy. And no, it is. It's. I mean, you seem to me to be one of those people who thinks a lot and feels a lot about the world.
Yeah, I do.
How do you think and feel about this 2 years on? I see you wearing a cap with a 2 on it.
Yeah, nice. No, this is. I don't even know whose cap this is. My mate brought it home. you know, Gareth, growing up, I was always like I was a very like difficult kid at school. I think because I had a lot to say and I had a lot of opinions on certain things and the way things worked and from a young age. And I was always kind of not allowed to speak on them or like kind of oppressed in a way. My voice was never heard in that way. And Cliff Central's giving me a voice. And like it's weird because as soon as I've got a voice, I learn more about who I am and more about what I think about. And that has put me into a whole different space in my life. Like even apart from being able to like voice what I think, it's moved me into a place where it's almost given me a responsibility to decide on what I believe in and work hard towards that. And so that's like the sort of experience I've had from Cliff Central. And I think it's fantastic because it gives guys like me and other people that are like me out there that relate to me the chance to be heard and the chance to have conversation.
And it feels like if you do say stuff here, you're not going to get into trouble for it, you know? You're not going to get judged for it. If you have an opinion that's as crazy and wild as the biggest conspiracy theory that there is, you're allowed to say it. And if people criticize you, it's at least friends criticizing you instead of just people being mean.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. It's been one of the... I think it must be the best platform in Africa for dialogue.
Well, it's like redefining radio, which is so amazing.
And we have awesome conversations around that stuff, like all the time. And it's great. I learn so much when I come in. I learn a lot when I've got to go and do content for shows. So I think it's
a nice team
fantastic.
Of people, though, huh? What do you think?
Yeah, man, the best.
Pretty cool people.
No,
pretty
great people.
Wacky people too.
I really like that word responsibility because it is that we have the voice here and to put out real awesome quality from the heart. I think is the most amazing responsibility to people. And to be able to share that is, it really is fantabulous. Thank you, Gareth.
Hey, it's not me. It's everybody. Trust me.
Team Cliff.
Yeah, this is a team effort. There's no way that this is just about one person. And we'll continue to make news and we'll continue to break all the rules and we'll continue to do things for you that no one else can. And you've got to help us do that. If you listen to us every day or you listen to us once a week, if you download podcasts, whatever the relationship is that you have with us, just know that every step of the way you're helping us to define the next chapter. There's no way in the world that anyone here is smart enough, even all of us together are smart enough to do this on our own. We're going to need you to help us figure it out. Mm. And if you can, and if we can do that together, there is no stopping us. Right?
Absolutely. In a real way.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, thank you. Jonty, go out there and have a donut or something. You deserve one after buying us one every week.
Or any other kind of hole.
Jonty, you got to have everyone in here on the sex show next week for a giant orgy, all right? Go out and talk them all into it.
We're ready.
I knew you would.
We have lots of plastic to cover all the furniture.
Don't cut the cake just yet.
Yeah.
Donuts are not the only holes they share.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank
there we go.
You.
That's Aria Kelman, our creative director and host of Kelman and Cliff Central. Jonty Searle, Claudine is from the new show on a Monday morning. They do improv comedy. They do singing. It's like walking in backstage on Broadway. And Vaughn Thiel, who's our philosopher in charge on Unplugged and In Charge. It's a very, very cool collection of people. I'm thrilled that you could be part of our special broadcast this morning. You're going to have to clear the way for Mangoba Ngubo, who's ready to look after you between now and 12 o'clock. And then we'll carry on with the leadership platform, Futurology, Aria Kelman, plenty of good stuff today. Mangoba's next. We will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9 on the Gareth Cliff Show, but every other show in between. And remember, you can download anything that you missed, and you can listen to it anytime you like on your cell phone. It's the only piece of equipment that you take everywhere you go, right?
This is CliffCentral.com.